This is the In Search More podcast, and I will see you on the other side. I think I've had three of these conversations in the last week. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness. So, you know, in general, this is easy to understand, right? I can't forgive someone who hurt you. That wouldn't make any sense.
Right.
No one would come to me for forgiveness and say, you know, can you forgive the fact that I punched Ryan? No, you gotta go to Ryan for that. So, a thought I had, and one that I've shared with a lot of people, is that the same way we can't forgive the pain done to someone else, we can't forgive the pain done to ourselves as children. Because on some level, that's someone else.
Yeah, unpack that for me.
I'll unpack it. So let me give a specific example. So talking to someone who has felt extremely neglected as a child by his, you know, child in a big family, Orthodox background, very religious, and felt neglected by everyone. Just the whole, the word he used, I think, was the system, right? The whole system let me down. Mm-hmm. Right, the religious, Orthodox, Jewish system just let him down. His parents, his siblings, the teachers, and schooling, like all of it. There was just no one there for him. But when I pushed him on some of those things, like, you know, what is it that you're feeling? What's the frustration? And to be clear, what we're talking about is addiction, right? So these things are feeding into the addiction that he's living with. So no one calls me to talk about their childhood, right? It's not where it starts. Mm. People are like, I cannot stop doing something I don't want to do, right? In his case, you know, chasing people all over, right? He just, he thought he was hunting women and then he eventually realized he'd run away from himself. He's not hunting women. And in that frustration, he's like, okay, I got to stop this. It's affecting me, my family, my work. There's just all of this energy that's being directed outwards. My wife is frustrated by it. I'm frustrated by it. How do I stop? So as we start working together, you start unpacking what are some of those emotions that he's running away from. And a lot of that is, I mean, not all, it's always going to go back to childhood. Mm-hmm. So in that, you know, we unpack eventually that there's a lot of a sense that he was neglected. Neglected by the system, neglected by his parents, like I said before. Mm-hmm. But when I drilled into anyone and I said, okay, let's talk about your dad. There were these, oh, my dad was real busy. He had so much going on, and his dad was sick, and he was dealing with that so much and everything else. I'm like, what are you, his lawyer?
Right.
And the sense is that he can give his dad a pass because he's the one which was hurt. And the argument I've made to him and to others is you can't, because that's someone else that was hurt who's no longer here, right? That 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old boy, that's not the man who's sitting here today. Mm. So that little child, you're saying, I'm forgiving the hurt that was done to him. That's just as egregious as forgiving the hurt that was done to someone else. So if you can't forgive the hurt, what do you got to do? You got to advocate for him. Mm.
Okay. I feel that. Continue.
So what I've encouraged him and encouraged others to imagine, I said, imagine walking into a courtroom, okay, and you got this 8-year-old child who's frustrated and trying to muster the courage or the words or the expression to be able to say that I feel neglected, and he's standing alone. And on the other side, you know, across the courtroom is a adult saying, hey, you know, but my dad was sick and I was real busy and I had no money and all of those things, right? So each one is kind of presenting their side. Uh-huh. I said, so what are you going to do? Like, you're going to walk in and you say, I mean, you can stand and do nothing, right? But
Third choice.
What?
Third choice.
You can always do nothing. You can not walk into the courtroom. But when you're there, you kind of have two options. One is this fake forgiveness, which you can't actually give. You say, I forgive you. Who are you? You feel like you're the same as a 6-year-old kid, but you're not. So what ends up happening, because you don't have the option of forgiving for someone else, is you end up becoming the advocate for the adults, and then there's a child left alone. So your option essentially becomes really only option if you want to heal, is, or if you want to free yourself from the addiction, is to become an advocate for the child. In other words, you're not forgiving the wrong that was done to the child because you can't forgive it. So you become an advocate. and you advocate against the wrong that was done, and you stop making excuses for the person who hit. And in that moment, the child feels heard, and in his case, not neglected. Not neglected by who? The adult. Him. That separation between those people. So when I say you can't forgive the wrong that's done to someone else, not that it's wrong to. It's not possible to. It's not an option. It's not one of the... It's not that it's wrong for me to forgive the hurt that was done to you. It's just, it's a meaningless exercise. I can't do it. It doesn't mean anything. And my argument is that it's the same with a child. Because the damage was done effectively to someone else, you can't forgive it. So either you ignore it, advocate for the other side, or the healthiest way, advocate for the child.